Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
I fear and respect airplanes.
Yeah.
So if I hear one going over, I can tell you where they're going.
Right.
By where they're turning or how far they're going. I can tell. I'm like, oh, they're going to Phoenix. Or no, they're probably going to Sacramento or San Francisco.
Right. That's strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm not about to travel, I look up at airplanes and I'm like, I wish I was traveling somewhere. But then like when I'm on the safety of my train, that's when I look up and I'm like, haha, fuck you, airplane.
Suckers.
Not today. Yeah. I'm going to be here safely on the ground like a human.
Yeah. There's a plane going over my house the other night and I was like, oh yeah, they're definitely going. Probably Phoenix, maybe New Mexico. Probably on to Texas after that. And my girl's like, what? How do you know they're not going to Vegas? I'm like, well, if they're going to Vegas, the Burbank Airport, they would have taken off on the other end.
Fact is that you predicted the layover, where the layover is going to be.
Yes.
Well, it's 12:02 and they're...
Yep. Yeah, I fear and respect planes. I did some research and I found out, so you know when you're taking off, right?
Yeah.
And that's, to me, like one of the scariest parts is when you're taking off and it kind of like drops for a second, right? And you're like, oh, well, we're clearly coming back down to the earth right now.
Okay.
I did some research. That's actually, there's like boosters to take off that fast, and that's just them turning it off.
Okay.
So if anybody has a fear of flights like Christy and I do, that should comfort you a little bit. That that like kind of dropping sensation is just them turning off the thrusters.
Right.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Like a fucking spaceship.
Correct. Yeah.
Crazy.
Correct. Yeah.
So I did not know that.
Every time I fly a couple minutes in, I feel that. I'm like, well, wait, this is it. We're just going straight back. And we never do.
Right.
We never do.
Right.
So yeah, that's a little reassurance for the fans.
We need to pick a number episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get someone who teaches a flight school to bring us in and to do a flight simulator and to listen to us just cry like little babies while we're on it, or overcome our fear of flying.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's.
One of those two.
What if we podcasted from a plane? We took a trip somewhere.
Oh, God.
We fly to Vegas, which is a 45-minute flight, which is the worst flight ever because you're over the mountains the entire time.
Landing in Vegas is the most horrifying thing in the universe.
Right. My street is longer than the runway in
Vegas.
Absolutely.
And you literally like nosedive down because you have to come in over the hills and then like immediately land.
Yep.
And it's always the worst winds ever.
It always is. Always. Ken said it a couple weeks ago. It's just like you're flying inside of a giant air pocket the entire time.
Right. Which is lots of fun. So it'll just be us like praying and crying.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be hilarious. The podcast is like the last scene from Almost Famous where we're just confessing. Things.
All the things.
Welcome to Foster the Podcast, episode, oh my God, Christy, 199.
I know.
Crazy,
right?
We've
been hanging out for far too long.
I know. 199 weeks.
Far too long.
That's amazing to me.
Yep.
And this is kind of like our wrap up, our New Year's Eve, New Year's episode. We're a little advanced in episodes here because I'm leaving town, so this is kind of like our last episode before we go on like a holiday break.
Yep.
Not for the listeners. Next week will come out just as normal. But for us,
right,
in real time, it's holidays and New Year's break. So this is kind of our last one. This is our last one in the studio at the old house. We're surrounded by boxes, and which is very sad.
So episode 200 will be a new year, a new studio, just fresh all the way around.
Yeah,
and I like
new.
It.
I do too.
What's your opinion on 2016?
I hate saying it.
Okay.
It was the best year of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
100%. And,
nice.
And I feel like such an asshole talking about that.
Why?
Because it was so rough for everybody I know.
Yeah.
Like it took the most celebrities that it's ever taken. You know, all the other stuff that's going on in the world, the unrest and then people passing away. And it's just a lot of people struggled this year. I thought it was great.
That's okay.
I killed it this year.
You have your good year, man.
Okay.
That's all right.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, own the shit out of it.
I'm going to take it.
It had to be good for somebody.
Okay, yeah.
So I think it might as well be you, Justin.
I think I was the only one.
Okay. I'm so torn because 2016, I finally got pregnant and I had my babies.
Yeah.
But really, that was the shittiest year I've had in a really long time.
Right. You had to work for those babies.
Yes.
And you still are.
Right. And they're still not quite home yet. And they're coming home, knock on wood, hopefully, God willing, in January.
Yes.
So I'll start the new year. Bing! Start the new year. The idea is with babies at home.
Right.
So I'm banking on 2017.
Being your year.
Yeah, to be the one.
New year, new you.
Yeah.
New mama.
New mama. I'm ready for shitty diapers in lieu of like me pooping into things and having it cleaned up.
Right,
like that's the whole plan.
You cleaning up shit instead of someone else cleaning up your shit.
Yeah, that's how that's going to go.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love that you had a great 2016. We're going to go with your positive energy.
I hope so, man.
Yeah.
Because people are talking about like, God, could 2016 be over already? I'm like, man.
I'm trying to ride this as long as possible.
Yeah, for real.
I'm trying to get an extra December.
I actually wrote down my four or five favorite highlights of this year.
Okay.
I always do that at the end of the year. I always make like a list of things. Do you have...
Sure.
So you became a mom?
Yeah, I got pregnant.
Got pregnant? It's big.
I gave birth to twins.
Mm-hmm. Which is huge.
Yeah, which is huge. Absolutely huge. Because of everything that happened, I got really close with my family and I got even closer with my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, we talked about that off air about how that you just said it just everything that you guys went through, like you made really appreciate him.
Yeah. More. It made me even appreciate him even more.
That's great.
Than before.
So you got pregnant, you had kids, you got closer with your husband. Two more.
I don't know, man.
Okay. Events? Anything, just particular events that stand out?
I don't remember anything else that happened this year.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much took up your year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those count as double.
Yeah.
I think I get 2 points.
For twins?
For twins.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah, you're right.
I got pregnant twice and had two babies, so each of those count as two.
That's true. Absolutely true.
There you go.
I have five my highlights of 2016. I met my girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, I didn't meet my girlfriend. I became a boyfriend with a girl I've known for a while.
Yes.
So that's great.
Yes. Got coupled up.
Got very coupled up this year.
Yeah.
Which is great. Two, I toured the country.
Yes.
I've never worked so much as a stand-up comedian that I did this year.
Yep.
I was all over the United States all
Absolutely.
Year. Absolutely. Which is amazing. I got to officiate two weddings.
Yep.
It was great.
Yep. Both went awesome.
Yeah. Both were great. My roommates and my best friends back home.
Yep.
I have a tie for one of them. I got on TV.
Yes.
I got to do stand-up on TV, which is a goal of mine. And then our live episode of Foster the Podcast when my dad was on.
Yeah.
It was a huge highlight
of 2016. Absolutely.
That was big. If you guys – it's up. If you guys check that out. I forgot what episode it is, but it's on whatever.
That was really
cool.
You can
find it. And then in a couple of days, I would have not drank all year, which will be 3 years.
Yeah.
Which is big.
That's huge.
So this is, 3 years this year.
Which is interesting, because now as we approach episode 200,
uh-huh.
I mean, folks, if you go back to the beginning of this podcast, 200 episodes ago, shit was very different for both of us.
Very different.
We were two single-ish people,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you certainly were not any days sober.
Zero.
You were 100% 0 days sober.
In fact, half in the bag on some of the episodes.
Half in the bag and hungover on the rest.
Yes. Yeah. Hurting on some of them.
Yeah. We were recording on the floor mm-hmm. of your old apartment mm-hmm. that you lived in with like 35 guys
Correct.
Or whatever it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah.
With cockroaches in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I think we recorded a few on an iPhone.
Yep. Yep. The scary skeleton out front.
Yes. Our neighbors had a glass, like Hispanic saint to keep gang members away.
And yeah.
Yeah. It was a weird time back then.
It was strange. It was strange.
And now look at us. 200, you're a mom.
Yeah.
I'm moving into a new house.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I think listeners should go back. Well, maybe we'll do a recap at 201.
Okay.
And we'll do like a re- and we'll have people.
Just the things, yeah. Just some clips of things. Just,
yeah, maybe.
That we're going
I don't know.
Down.
Or maybe not. I don't know if I want to go back that down well, that path.
Let's even talk about even Maddie Chimbers in a long term relationship.
Maddie Chimber is
who
in a
was
long, yeah.
Our resident dirtbag mm-hmm. at the beginning of this this journey.
Absolutely.
Is now also coupled up.
Coupled up. Liz Shahadi, who was our, if you guys have been with us since day one, she was the girl who couldn't get a. She's now lives in Portland with her boyfriend.
Yep. Yeah, and she could not get a normal guy.
She couldn't go out on a second date.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I like to think that this podcast has helped many people.
It's beautiful.
You know, I don't. You know,
it's
so
been a beautiful journey.
So there it is.
There you have
so
it.
So 2016 was pretty rad for me. Sorry for everybody else.
Right. Sorry, everybody.
Oh man, I So it's a new year, and I've been trying to, you know, we're moving, so I'm trying to declutter my life. And I wanted to get rid of a bunch of clothes.
Right.
So I went to the Buffalo Exchange.
Ha!
Yeah, are you familiar?
Yep.
There is nothing more degrading than having people pick through your clothes.
Right.
And just be so unimpressed.
Right.
Just so unimpressed.
Right. They take nothing.
They gave no shits about nothing.
No.
Like, one of, like, stuff I'd spent, like, a lot of money on
uh-huh.
that they, like, look like I expect her to, like, grab them with tongs.
Right.
And just kind of toss them to the side
right.
like a diaper.
Right.
This chick looked right. at me and said, so just to let you know, we're kind of looking for spring right now and some spring color. I'm like, this isn't Bloomingdale's, bitch. This is Buffalo Exchange.
Right.
Take my graphic tee right. from Urban Outfitters
exactly.
and give me 50 cents.
Exactly. Buffalo Exchange. You're not even Crossroads. Like, get your act together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this is the B list of where I take the shit that they wouldn't take.
Right. This ain't Plato's Closet.
Right.
Give me a check.
Yeah.
They took one pair of pants and gave me $3.
Yeah.
And then five bags of all my clothes. She literally turned her nose up at some of them.
Right. And you have to shamefully walk out
yes.
with all your, like, poo-pooed goods. It's so ridiculous. And I look at the people that are going through it, and I'm like, bitch, I know your shirts from Forever 21.
Right, right.
Don't, please stop pretending.
Right. This ain't
please
the Galleria.
Pretending.
Oh, God. When she said she was looking for spring items,
it's,
I'm like...
We're really looking more for it's like shut up.
Yeah, right.
Please shut up. I don't do it. This is weird. It's going to sound like an ad, but there's this thing called ThredUp online
uh-huh.
and you just hit a button and they send you like a giant ass bag and you just shove it full of as much stuff as you can.
Uh-huh.
And then they buy some of it. They consign some of it and then they just donate the rest or send it back to you, whatever you want.
That's not
you
bad.
You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to sit there and be shamed by someone and
right.
they take way more stuff.
So 21-year-old picking through my hard earned.
21 on a good day.
Yeah. All my hard earned affliction shirt. No, okay.
Yeah.
I did have like a guest shirt that I bought back in the day that did have like a little design, like a little velvety design on the back.
Yep.
And she kind of looked at it like,
Sir.
No.
Sir. Save this for your midlife crisis.
Right. So what I've been doing is I've been giving them to like, because we live in Los Angeles and there's tons of homeless people.
Yeah.
I've been giving them to homeless people.
Well, that's nice. Tis the season.
I want to see very trendy Urban Outfitters and guest button down homeless people.
With velvet fleur-de-lis on the back yeah. of their shirt.
Just the coolest dude under the bridge.
Ugh, yeah, I can't stand it.
I could. I got $3.
It's so ridiculous.
It took her, I mean, maybe 8 minutes to go through, you know, probably thousands of dollars
right.
that I've spent on clothes over the years.
Right.
Couldn't care less.
And then as they're looking through your stuff, you're there like going through the racks and there's stuff with like holes on the side.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like,
for $15.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I was not happy. Yeah. I do the shameful, like, just reusable Ralph's bags of all my clothing.
That's hot. It's a good luck.
I'll see my way out. Thank you.
Oh.
I had a show the other night. I went to McDonald's afterwards.
Okay.
I don't know if this is in all McDonald's. They had kale.
Oh, it's a new thing that
have
they
you
have
seen
all
this?
The yeah.
They had
yeah.
kale growing in the garden of the drive-thru.
What?
With a big sign that said try our kale. And I pulled up to the window. I said, "Sir, why do you have, you know, what is this about?" And the guy's like, "We're just promoting." Yeah. Why do you have a garden at McDonald's?
Right.
And he said, "It's a promotion to let people know that we do offer kale and healthier items here
right.
at McDonald's."
Well, I hope that that's not the kale you're using right. because there's a right. line of 14 cars who haven't been smogged properly, yes. dirtying up all the shitty kale that you're going to put in my gross salad.
There's 12 cars without estate tags.
Right. I'll take the GMO kale from inside, please. Thank you very much.
Which I did some research, and it turns out McDonald's has been testing kale salads to try to attract more health conscious diners. But it's actually worse for you than a double Big Mac is.
Why is that? Because they put a bunch of crap on it?
Yeah, McDonald's crispy chicken kale salad with real Parmesan petals and a nutrient-rich lettuce blend with baby kale has 730 calories.
All right.
53 grams of fat.
Okay.
And 1,400 milligrams of salt.
Did you say Parmesan petals?
Yeah, that's what it says. Real Parmesan petals.
Gross.
In quotation marks.
Gross, McDonald's. Stop trying to trick everybody.
Just give me
by
the
saying
McRib.
Things like Parmesan petals.
Yeah, you know what I'm here for. Right. Give me the McGriddle.
Right.
Give me the McRib.
Right. And I love that whatever pictures they ever post of anything is always the opposite of whatever you're going to receive
right, exactly.
when you get that thing.
Exactly. If you're going to McDonald's to try the kale, like who?
Right.
Who is?
Right.
Have you seen the McRib billboards around town?
Who are they catering to?
I don't know. For Ivan, our sound guy, why is it like a neon, like a Thug Life pig?
It is. It looks like a Bone Thugs and Harmony album cover.
It does, with the weird like font.
Right. Like, is there some sort of stereotype about McRibs that I've never freaking heard of before? Because it blows my mind.
I don't know. I just get super excited every time it comes back. Because it's always a surprise to me. See, I've never seen the billboards, but I'm just like, I'll once in a while be in the drive-thru,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll see it on the menu, and I...
Oh, you haven't seen the drive-thru around town?
No.
So what
no,
it is,
no.
So it'll be like a bright neon green billboard right. with like this
the
like
old English lettering.
Old English McRib, like a gothic pig with like a nose ring.
Yeah.
It's like, what
as long as it's still the same McRib.
No, this one's good. More like, this is like a Hot Topic McRib.
It is. It's very urban. It's very urban for some reason. Apparently that's a thing.
It's very strange to me. So yeah. So the McDonald's that I had kale growing it, which turns out it's worse for you than just – I love those McGriddles.
Yeah, that's what's up with you.
Why did it take McDonald's so long to serve breakfast all day?
I don't know.
Of all the corporations in the entire world, they're probably one of the biggest, most recognizable.
Right.
And it took them until
right.
last year to and decide since, that people want breakfast all day.
Right. And since 1970 at 11:05,
right.
they've had to fight with people about how they no longer can get the right. breakfast menu anymore.
They become a – Adam Sandler made fun of them in a movie. And it still took them 15 years to figure it out. Right. I don't right. understand that.
Well, now you can get your McGriddles all the time.
And I do.
Stop eating at McDonald's, Justin.
I know.
You're a grown-ass man. Make some eggs.
It's that comic lifestyle, though, man.
No.
You get done doing a gig. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing better than a McGriddle. Do bread with syrup already on it? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it sounds good.
So.
Sounds good.
I had a gig the other night, and I stopped. I shame ate afterwards.
Oh, it just wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't the smoothest.
I bombed so hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. It
nice.
Just, they were, I needed it. I've been having really good sets lately,
okay.
and I've been kind of like, I figured this shit out, and
yeah.
I dropped that first joke, and just to nothing, just to silence, and I was
okay.
oh boy.
Opened it up to complete and utter silence.
Yeah, I was like, this is the, and it was like, oh boy. It
yeah.
was like, and I was like, I have 20 more minutes of this.
Is this thing on?
Dude, it was like, and my girlfriend had brought some of her friends out
oh,
to
no.
see me. Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah, it was at a community center in Thousand Oaks.
Ooh.
And nobody in the audience was under, you know, 80. Except
right.
for my girlfriend and her friends.
Right.
And, oh boy, I tell you.
Why is that the caravan that your girlfriend chose?
Because her friend, it was in Thousand Oaks,
uh-huh.
and her friends live like 30 seconds from there. So they're like, oh, he's performing right by our house. We'll just go and see him.
Right.
And I was like,
right. He sometimes plays the improv, but let's go see him at the community center in Thousand Oaks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Drive the extra 20 minutes, ladies. God. It'll be worth it, I swear.
It was so, I record all my sets on my phone. It was so bad that I didn't even name it. I just instantly deleted it.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just let that one go into the ether.
Because I still have that comic brain when I'm on stage. I'm like, I could fix this. I can turn this around. I can, and then do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. I started doing crowd work with a guy who offended the audience more than I did.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah.
Thanks for participating, sir.
Yeah. They like he said something and they all gasped and then looked. I was like, I didn't say it. This guy did.
I'm not responsible for him. He's not a plant.
Right. Oh, it's so brutal.
Oh, that's fun.
It's one of those shows where, like, you're like, I put on like a shirt for this. Like, I've got to wash this because of y'all.
I drove to Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
For this nonsense.
Oh, it was so brutal.
Yeesh.
And my girlfriend was like, well, I mean, they just, you know, you were good.
Right.
It was one of those. Like, right. It was just the crowd.
Right.
But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't make you feel any better.
Well, good. I'm glad someone's around to let you know you're still an asshole.
Dude, there was a few people around to let me
I'll
know.
Let you know.
just check
every
it.
Every once in a while.
Oh, it was so bad. Yep, all my little tricks and all my little saves. It was like I was giving them everything and nothing. Nothing.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
So I went to McDonald's to shame eat.
Okay. So McGriddles.
McGriddles helped.
Dude, I have been stress eating my ass
have
off
you?
Lately. Yeah. Like I told you before we started that I just made some Christmas Rice Krispie treats where I made Rice Krispie treats and then put in an entire bag of Christmas colored M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
That batch I was telling you about is not the first batch that I whipped up.
So you made a batch and tried it to make sure it was good and then made a second batch?
Made a batch. And then was like, that was delicious. Then made a dozen chocolate chip cookies, ate my way through those, and then made another batch of, and this was all in like the past week and a half.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
It is.
Somebody said there was a study that was done that was like, the week before October is the skinniest you'll be for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Because
that
of Halloween,
sense.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we just.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Just binge.
Absolutely. Yeah. I lost that baby weight real quick, so I feel like it gives me like the right to like,
excuse.
If I just put on a couple more pounds, people will assume that it's from being pregnant.
Yeah, you still have a little bit more time to eat cookies.
You know what I mean? If I just stay inside until I get fat again, then you can just like, it's like, you know the babies.
Well, technically, you're not due till February. So,
so I can just keep the weight on until then. That's all I'm doing.
I like how you made all this food and brought none for the podcast, too.
No, because I've eaten it all. There's literally like two tiny Rice Krispie treats left in my house. Another thing that's been making me lose weight very quickly is the pumping and the pumping milk.
Oh, yes.
I had a very movie-esque moment with the milk pumping the other day where I slept through one of my pumps and woke up. Have you ever seen the movie Neighbors?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I slept through one of my pumps and the milk keeps getting made whether you pump it or not.
Sure.
So I just woke up to like giant super hard boobs and then like as soon as you touch them, it just like squirts like clear across the room. Yeah, it's really, really horrifying because I was like, ow, they hurt. And then I like touched it and then just like an arc over the foot of the bed.
Like popping a zit?
Onto the ground. Yeah, Yeah, it was pretty spectacular.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think pretty much 90% of the stuff that's happened to me since I've gotten pregnant has been very like movie worthy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's like that doesn't happen to real people, but it turns out it does.
You watch who's the guy who plays, it's like every Paul Rudd movie come to life.
Absolutely. I've been having every experience of all of those things.
Oh my God. Do you guys have like just little, I just assume that you guys just have like little glass jars of milk like in the refrigerator, like backed up, ready to go?
We have bags in our freezer. Mm-hmm. And we have so much of it that my husband had to go out and buy a mini freezer make more room. He had it just for milk.
Oof.
So it's all over the place. And yeah, once it comes, you can't just stop.
Right.
Like you have to just keep pumping regularly or else you have these.
So you press on your boobs and milk squirts.
Yes, like distance.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like distance.
That should be like a competition thing. They should have like women like do, you know how they have like dwarf tossing and stuff?
Yeah.
They should have like milk.
Yeah, I'll talk to someone about that.
Just organize that.
Yeah, I'll totally get that started. That'll be spectacular.
So we touched on something last week with Rojo Perez.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of left it open.
Okay.
And I did some research afterwards.
I'm terrified because we talked about a lot of things.
Right. We talked about the invention of sex robots.
Right.
And you brought up the point of all the technology in the world and AI technology. We're just using them in robots to bang.
Get blowjobs, right.
Right. To bang Terminators.
Right.
And then Ivan and I had a point where we're like, well, most inventions were made because of sex and porn.
Right.
And I knew that I hadn't pulled that out of my – like, I knew I had heard that somewhere. So I did some research, and I found a lot of things.
Okay, that were originally for pleasure.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to hear some of them?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here's inventions that I've looked up that have come into – that have gotten popular because – not necessarily invented because of, but rose to where they are because of.
Okay, okay. I see what you're saying.
One would be the rise of the VHS.
Okay.
So,
not made for porn, correct. But got popular because of.
Right. So during the 70s, okay. There was a battle between Betamax and VHS, and which one was kind of take over. And VH1 won out because of you could hold 60 minutes of footage, or, each tape only held 60 minutes of footage on the Betamax as compared to the 3 hours of footage VHS held. That means that you could watch your favorite movie or 3 hours of porno movies.
Nobody's watching 3 hours of a porn.
I don't think so. Maybe back then, right now with the internet, with 5 to 10 minute clips.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you have 3 hours of videotape, that was probably like, wow, like I don't have to go out and just
right.
I don't know.
Right.
I
can pick different segments of this
right.
to go through.
Right. Right.
Put a bookmark in it.
One is e-commerce.
Okay.
Uh huh. During the 1990s, there was a pinup star and named Danny Ash. She launched a commercial website charging people for softcore porn. In its first week, Danny's hard drive garnered 1 million hits, and for the next 2 years, it was the busiest site on the web. By 2001, she employed 45 people and turned $8 million in annual profit. She and other pornographers pioneered the e-commerce and security solutions that have paved the way for PayPal, eBay, and Amazon, and most of the commercialization of the internet.
Nice, because who wants to be that guy who walks in to the place and... face to face with someone
right.
like I'd like
right,
horny
yes.
teens number seven,
which they seven is better than six, I will say. But they do they still have
stupid.
There's a porn theater down a porn video store down the street from my house.
It's the one where you get your VHSs
it's
from.
The one where I don't get VHS, I get DVDs.
Whatever
there.
You get from there,
I have a
that's
membership.
Where you get it.
Shout out to Odyssey Video and but there's a giant porn room in the back and it's still busy.
Yeah,
who does it? Who are these people?
People who share the internet with their wives.
Okay. All right.
Or
what about dudes in suits, though? There's a lot of dudes in suits that go there.
Yeah.
So you would think that, like, if you're, like, some sort of, like, business person, you don't have to go.
Yeah, but maybe they are. Maybe they're the type of person where if their internet gets leaked, their history
right.
gets leaked or whatever it is, they don't want to have to, like, set up something to pay for porn online. They don't want any association with it. Here, it's just like, oh, he just has a video membership.
Right.
You know what I mean?
To a video store. Right.
Yeah,
give
her that paper trail.
Nice. Right.
Or that digital trail.
It is because they don't do internet at this place. The video store, there's nothing is online.
Of course.
So the systems
it's
can
the
never
shadiest place right. in the universe.
So the systems can never get hacked.
Yeah.
So that would explain it. You're a business guy with a weird fetish. Instead
right.
of going online, you just go and get it directly. Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah,
you don't have to deal with it. And you, apparently, I just go there because there's good deals on whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a huge sign out front.
Yeah.
That says adult videos.
I know, which I always feel like a creep going in there.
You should. I don't understand why you're going there to get videos. Go to Redbox like a normal person. Stop going to the porn hut to go get movies for you and your girlfriend.
I walked in there the other day, and everybody's in there buying porn, and I got Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for $2. And I'm sure everybody's like, this guy's got the weirdest fetishes.
You're the only one picking out like the 10 movies that are there just
right.
as a cover-up.
Right. I'm the guy that buys the front.
Right. Ridiculous.
Yep. So number three, this is interesting. This one's kind of like you would webcams.
Right.
Yeah, webcams.
Yeah.
So a lot of people use them now to talk to loved ones and family members across and mm-hmm. Skype, but it was originally for...
Yeah, dick pics.
Right, dick pics. Well, and girls right. on webcams.
Right.
Yeah. Streaming video. That's yep. a big one. In 1994, a Dutch porn company, Red Light District, developed the first workable internet-based video streaming system.
Nice.
Which later blazed the trail, followed by CNN, YouTube, and Hulu to stream. So before you could watch
CNN.
Presidential debates and viral kit videos, you could stream porn. Bandwidth, obviously.
Right.
Bandwidth was for it. Subtitles and closed captioning for the hearing impaired. And it says, I kid you not, when the internet opened up global markets, producers discovered two things. Pornography consumers were actually interested in dialogue.
Okay.
And they had greater than average interest in ensuring the captions didn't block the visuals.
Okay.
Always interested in the cheapest solution, porn companies invented a new software that automated caption placement for minimum invasiveness.
Okay.
The same software now makes it more efficient and profitable for mainstream companies to caption and subtitle their products.
Gotcha.
So I guess, but if it wasn't for porn, the subtitles would just be across the titties or across the movies.
Right, just really ruining that money shot.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Because Lord knows you really need to hear the dialogue in that part.
Correct.
Like once they start banging, isn't right. like the dialogue kind of go downhill from there?
Yeah, it just says moans and, right. or fake moans or right. whatever it says. Right. Indifference.
High-pitched weird moans.
And the last one's digital cameras. Which was always weird because I worked in a photo department young, and people would take in their actual
film
to get developed.
Right.
And you would have to have like this trust with the guy who worked in the photo lab.
Right.
And so, right. So digital cameras, cable television, you know, that makes sense. Let's see. Oh, and the one it was saying, this goes back to like centuries and centuries ago, but the printing press.
Okay.
The printing press, which I even said last week, was used to pass around images like this. You can see on the screen of people, whatever, in 1952.
Old-timey
yeah,
lingerie.
Or 1950, in 1524. Yeah.
Pointy broad.
So thanks, porn.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Really gotten us somewhere. Appreciate it. Thanks for the penicillin.
Thanks, right. Oh yeah. Oh, probably a lot of
yeah.
STD treatment.
Yeah, I would think most of them.
So, let's do this. So, I have three more things before we go on vacation.
Okay.
One is I'd like for you and Ivan to play some 2016 wrap up trivia.
Okay.
How are we on time, Ivan? What are we doing? What are we at?
15 minutes.
We've been on for 15 minutes.
No, yeah, 15 minutes left.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
And then I'd like to do real quick some New Year's resolutions for next year.
Okay.
And then also, I just want to throw this new story out there that I saw this morning, for the new year. If anybody's Fireball, the Fireball whiskey, are you familiar?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Has now launched their new product, the Firebox, and it's 3.5 liters of Fireball in pouches.
In pouches.
Yes. So Fireball now comes in a bag.
You
can buy it like wine. You can now buy Fireball in a bag.
Okay.
A box of Fireball, which they're called, just in time for the holidays and the new year.
Beautiful. Box of whiskey.
The Firebox. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
The video, yeah. The ad for it shows a girl with a Fireball box strapped to her back.
Well done.
I would die. Fireball was the last thing I ever drank.
Was it?
3 years ago this week, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, in a bottle, because I'm not a savage.
Right. Because I'm not insane.
So there's that. So New Year's resolutions 2017. Christy, what do you got?
So obviously all the parenting stuff, but my big New Year's resolution is to get back into self-care.
Okay.
I've realized that with everything that's been going on, I've stopped doing like my meditation and my writing and all the things that I tell other people to do.
Sure, yeah.
And so like I'm a hair away from being batshit ass crazy.
Okay.
So
it's a very thin line.
Yeah. It's a thin line. It's like I'm okay today.
Yeah.
But if one more fucking thing goes wrong.
Right.
It's going to be all downhill from here. Yeah. And you're going to have to be the sane one on this podcast.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
I know. So I got to keep it together, Justin. I got to lock it up, zip it up, and keep it together.
Don't let me be the voice of reason.
I wouldn't put you in that position. So definitely my New Year's resolution is no matter how busy things get,
right.
even when the kids come home, there has to be some sort of self-care.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So parents, being a mom.
Right.
Which is full time.
Yep.
And then self care. That's great.
Yep. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Anything for career?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. I would do, I'm going to, personal is, I have three. I have financial, personal, and career.
Okay.
Financial is to save more.
Okay.
Is to get rid of needless spending. I have a lot of stuff that just automatically gets deducted from my credit card.
Okay.
From stuff that I don't even, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So to kind of like put more in savings and to, right. to kind of compound some interest on that. Save more money instead of just whatever.
Right.
Taking care of myself better, and not in the sense of like eating better or going to the gym, because I feel like I do that, but like not running myself ragged.
Right. Self-care.
So more self-care. I double book myself a lot, and I a lot of times plan my day out per minutes.
Okay.
You know, definitely per hours.
And right.
If there's anything that goes wrong with that, like it's, you know.
Mayhem.
So to kind of take it more easy.
Yeah.
You know,
learning to say no is a big
learning
thing.
Learning to say no is a big thing for me, because I have a huge problem with that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, just kind of pace, work on pacing.
Yes.
And then I'm recording my album this year.
Awesome.
I know I said that last year was my year's resolution for 2016, but I'm actually 100% going to record. I don't know if anybody's interested in it or if anybody will listen to it, but I'm going to record it anyways.
And better this year, because like you said, you've been working so much last year. You've been feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
You've been getting everything going. So it's perfect.
So much stuff that if I don't get it, because I've already stopped doing most of it.
Right.
And so I'd like to get it down and just be done forever.
Yep.
With it. So
nice.
I'm looking at April or May for that.
Great.
Yeah. So
very exciting.
So those are my big three.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ivan, you got any resolutions?
I don't really do that
thing.
As long as it's not like 2016, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
terrible.
Did I tell you I had a great year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listening to that.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because I say every year, you don't make a resolution, you make intentions.
Yeah, intentions.
You make positive intentions. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. All right. So let's do this. Let's do some 2016 wrap-up trivia here on Foster the Podcast. And then we're going to go on vacation. I'm going to drive back. I'm going to perform at a Sizzler on Tuesday. And I'm going to get my car. I'm going to drive to Texas. And then we'll be back next week with our 200th episode. But this is mostly just pop culture stuff that I've compiled from 2016. You were on bed rest from most of it, so you probably know 90% of it.
Or don't. We'll find out.
So we'll do question for question. I'll ask you first, Christy. If you get it wrong, then I'll ask Ivan. And then second question will be Ivan's, vice versa. So,
okay.
Question number one. Christy, what popular celebrity couple shocked the world with the announcement of their divorce after 12 years together?
I don't know. I have no idea. You look like you know.
Brad Pitt, Angelina?
That is correct.
Woo!
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie announced that they were divorcing after 12 years together.
By the way, I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
That's
I'm aware.
It's not like when Ryan Buds is on, though. I have no prizes for you guys. So you guys
you
just get bragging rights going to the new year.
Yeah.
All right, Ivan. Question number two. Queen Elizabeth celebrated what birthday in 2016?
Oh, 92? 90-something.
90 is the correct answer.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Because you said 90 with a question mark.
I'm like 90, and then you just...
I was like,
that's when you should have rang the bell.
Right?
The fact that you didn't ring the bell.
You trailed off, though. You trailed off. Christy, number three. What U.S. Olympian lied about being robbed during the Rio Olympics?
I don't know.
Ivan.
Ryan.
Ooh.
Oh!
I don't know his last name. Ryan.
Lockie.
Yeah,
Lockie.
That's correct. Yeah. That is correct.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Okay. Ivan, put these celebrity deaths in order from first to last. So so whoever died closest to the beginning of the year was going to be first. Towards the end of the year, it's going to be last. Prince, Alan Rickman, and David Bowie.
Alan Rickman died?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Spoilers.
Jesus.
Okay. David Bowie first.
Okay.
Prince and Alan Rickman.
Okay. Incorrect.
That's because I don't know who Alan Rickman is.
Alan Rickman was the bad guy from Die Hard, and he was Snape.
He's Snape.
Oh, Snape.
Snape.
Yeah, yeah. Snape from all
Snape was
professor.
Probably first, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it was David Bowie,
correct.
Then Alan Rickman,
correct.
Then Prince.
Yeah, that is correct. Yep. January 10th, David Bowie. January 14th, Snape, Rickman. And April 21st is Prince. Okay, next one. Let's see who is that. Oh, Christy. For what movie did Leonardo DiCaprio finally win an Oscar? What movie did finally Leonardo win an Oscar for this year?
Oh, the something.
Yeah, you are close, yes.
The something. I want to say The Departed. Is that what it is?
He should have won
something,
for that.
Correct. But he didn't.
He should have won for that.
The
Covenant,
the something. I don't know. I don't remember what it's called.
I haven't.
One where he's all alone.
I had it, and then it just slipped out of my brain when you were talking. The
Descendant?
Guys, I'm going to call it. It's The Revenant.
The Revenant.
The Revenant is the answer.
I was really close with The Covenant.
Yes. It was him and a bunch of witches. okay. So, Ivan, what sci-fi TV show returned 14 years later for its 10th season?
X-Files.
X-Files is correct. X-Files is correct. And then, so then we got two more here. Christy, which movie won the Oscar for Best Picture at the 2016 Academy Awards?
I don't know, Justin.
Best Picture, 2016 Academy Awards.
I don't know.
Ivan.
Okay, 2016 Academy.
So last January.
So that was movie made in 2015.
Correct.
The Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Revenant.
Incorrect. Spotlight is the answer.
That's right. I just watched that.
Spotlight is the answer with Michael Keaton and Mark Ruffalo.
Good movie. I don't think it should have won.
Great movie. I never think the one that won should have won, ever.
I need to get my pop culture life under control.
Here's the last one. Chrissy, I'm going to go for you.
Okay.
So there's 10 movies that grossed the highest this year.
Right? Okay.
The 10 movies that grossed the highest this year, just give me five.
The New Avengers. Do I have to say what it is?
The New Avengers is not 2016. It was 2015. That was the Age of Ultron.
Oh.
But... But in that,
okay,
we have said it earlier on the show, at the first of I've said I would not go see Star Wars, but I would go see
Age of Ultron.
It was no, that's okay though. Just give me five.
I don't know, Justin.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
We had the writer of one of them on our show.
Oh, yes, we did. And not fucking Daredevil. damn it. I can't think of anything right now.
Ivan, you want to give me five?
Go ahead.
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yes.
Deadpool. Probably some animated kids stuff.
Okay, sure. Three.
Three of them.
16.
Oh,
can we work Inside on it
Out?
Together?
Inside Out was not this year.
Oh, okay.
It's the previous year.
Yeah, let's just team
Finding
with this.
Dory.
Nice. Finding Dory was number two.
Star Wars?
Star Wars was December
Of last year, because the new one's coming out this year.
So we got two. There's one of them you're going to kick yourself in the teeth.
Is it the new Harry Potter?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I didn't know
movie.
that did well.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Great. Great.
That's number nine.
Good for them. The rest are probably not animated or... superhero movies or Harry Potter movies, so I probably don't know them.
I'll give you a hint. 99% of them are either animated or superhero movies.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good, good.
So we'll go number 10. You guys ready? Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Okay.
Number 8 is Suicide Squad.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I heard
fortune.
It tanked.
Well, no one liked it. Still made a fortune.
Jeez.
Number 7, Deadpool.
Yes, Deadpool.
I think a lot to do stupid. With Foster the Podcast.
Yeah.
Number 6, Batman v Superman.
Really?
Yeah, made a fortune.
World.
Uh-huh. Number 5, The Secret Life of Pets, which is another animated. Number 4, The Jungle Book.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I just watched that last night.
Yep.
Number up until 3 in the morning watching Jungle Book.
It's great. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. Christopher Walken singing.
Dude, Christopher
the best.
Walken and the guy from The Wire, Idris Elba as, oh my God. Number 3, Zootopia.
Oh, yeah, Zootopia.
Number 2, which we said, Finding Dory. And number 1, Captain America Civil War.
Nice.
Civil War. So.
Civil War. Captain
so there it is.
America,
I don't
Civil
know who.
War.
I think we all lost. So, awesome. You guys, thank you for a great year. Christy, I'm so glad that you're back closing out the year with us.
Me too.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Stay
happy
safe.
New Year.
If you guys want to email us or tweet us your intentions for the next year, we'll read some of those. We'll be back next week, a couple weeks for us, but next week for you guys with episode 200. We have a special guest for that one. And for our show, Ivan, thank you so much for making us sound so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And check us out, you guys. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Go to fosterthepodcast.com for all my tour and sizzler dates. Go to justincomic.com.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.